Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners. Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Hey folks, Dan Ferrier here with your closing bell for April 30th, 2025. So you're here to figure out what's going on with these things, what's going on with mortgage rates, and what the Federal Reserve is going to do in 6 days. So we came into the right channel. So let's get over to it. My name is Dan Ferrier. I do these reports actually 2 times a day and inform you guys what's going on with these things over here. We focus in on real estate because I'm a mortgage loan advisor. And if you're out there looking to buy, build, or refinance, hopefully I can help you out. Our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. I'll give you all my information at the end. So let's get to the news. So it was a far cry from where we started this morning. So this morning, here's what happened. We had some data coming in and it's right through here. We had the first batch of data that came in was ADP payroll numbers. And I'm not a big fan of ADP payroll numbers, as you guys know. And the number came in dismal. The numbers were supposed to, well, last reading was 147,000 new jobs were created. This time 114,000, that was expected. 62,000 came in. And so the market started deteriorating right out of the gate. We were down about 27 ticks. I'll show you right through here. So this is where the market kind of plunged. Sorry about that. Right through here. And then we got more data and the calendar's right through here. But I'm going to take it over to Rick Santelli, my old friend over at CNBC. He does a heck of a lot better job than this than I do. He's going to go over every piece of this information with you, and it's going to pop up on the screen. We're going to look at major information that the Federal Reserve is going to really monitor. He's going to explain it to you. But what we got today is PCE, the number one inflation number that the Federal Reserve looks at, and GDP, which basically fell off a cliff. So let's get over to Rick Santelli, get his take on it, and see what his thoughts are, what's going to happen with interest rates, the bond market, and the whole mess. Folks, take it away, Rick.
Big morning for economic data and even more crossing the tape. Let's get back to Rick Santelli. Hey, Rick.
Yes, Carl, indeed. Now, there's a lot of components here, so I'm going to go slow. Personal income and spending for March, income up a bit better than expected, up 0.5%. And last month's powerful up 0.8 gets downgraded, but only by 0.1. So 0.7, nice back-to-back numbers. On the spending side, also better than expected, up 0.7. And in the rearview mirror, an upgrade from 0.4 to up 0.5% on spending. Real spending adjusted for inflation, up 0.7, up 0.7. That's the best number since Jan of 23. Now let's get into it. PCE, month over month, unchanged as expected. In the rearview mirror, we do pop from 0.3 to up 0.4, which makes zero look maybe that much better. Now, if we look at PCE year over year, up 2.3, that's just a smidge warmer than expected. But last month's 2.5 moved up to 2.7, now down to 2.3. That is indeed good news. Now, if we look at the month over month on the core PCE, that was expected to be up 0.1 to 0.2. It is unchanged. We pop 0.1 in the rearview mirror from up 0.4 to up 0.5. And finally, the number 7 component, maybe the most important on the inflation front, PCE core year over year. Last month, it was 2.8. That moved up to 3%. New reading, 2.6, exactly as expected. That would be the lowest reading going all the way back to, believe it or not, March of 21. Now, it doesn't end there. Let's quickly look at home sales from a pending home sales perspective. This is the month of March. 6.1% on pending home sales month over month. That is a powerful number, much stronger than expected. The best since these of 23. And finally, that's month over month. Let's take a year over year perspective. down 1/10. Now, that doesn't sound good, but believe it or not, that's still the strongest number since Nova of last year. We've had some big negative numbers. Interest rates have had a lot of movement today, but maybe the most important thing is with GDP, when those big inflation numbers hit, rates popped up. As equity started to show a lot of red, interest rates were very responsive, and you turned a bit lower. Sarah, back to you.
Okay. So here's what he was talking about. So I'm going to conclude this for him. Here's a bunch of data through here, and here's all the data that came in. ADP payroll numbers, PCE, the number one inflation number that the Federal Reserve watches, the employment costs, GDP. But let's filter this down just to some basic information that he was talking about. So when you're going through here, let's just go to the top three components that we have. So let's look at what we had coming in today. We had ADP payroll numbers. 62,000 versus 114 expected. That's where the market kind of took off, took out of the gate, and we were down 27 ticks from here down to here. That's bad news, because when this market goes down, rates go up. So we go back to the calendar, and here's what we saw. That the next thing that came in, GDP came in earlier this morning as well. Between these two things, that's what caused the market to pretty much crack at that point. Then the news came in right through here. Inflation, this was revised up. Let me get my head out of the way so you guys can see all the numbers. Right through here, this is the inflation number, core PCE month over month. These are the two main numbers the Federal Reserve watches. Okay, the core month over month was last reading was up 0.5%. It was supposed to go down to 0.1. It was zero. And then you also had the PCE year over year. This actually upticked to 3 from 2.8. So now we went from 3 to 2.6, 40 basis points. We've been sitting here keeping our fingers crossed that we match or just kind of ease off from expectations. Folks, this is a huge drop. So again, we're going to go back. What's causing all the uncertainties? Tariffs. What are tariffs going to do to these things? So a lot of those numbers aren't built into these numbers yet. So how's it going to affect everything? So now if you have the PCE or inflation at 2.6, okay, and there's no tariffs really in this. If you hit tariffs and put those in there, would it go back up to 3? Well, we were 3 last month, and did the world end? No. So that's kind of what you have to look at right now. This, everything we've had is nothing but good news. And then you also have on the home sales front, home sales, we're starting, honestly, it's like a light switch went on Monday. This week is crazy so far. I think we each have done 3, 4, 5 pre-approvals today. And I think we got 2 or 3 more contracts in today. It automatically just went from, we're sitting here just kind of twiddling our thumbs a little bit to, holy smokes, there's a lot of people buying right now. So if that's you, you're looking to go down that route, let me give you some help or navigation in the process that you're taking next. So first off, let's just get to what my expectations are here soon. I'm saying mortgage rates are going to continue their decline. I'm not locking in my clients because, like I said today, the trajectory right now with the rates, again, this is the mortgage-backed security market. As long as this is going up, rates are coming down. Let me see if I can get an advanced chart in here. I'd love to give some moving averages for you so you can at least get an idea where we are. So this is the 30-year MBS. Let me see if I can get some moving charts on here. Indices. Let's see, 52-week high and low. That would help us with some things. But I'll do this on another one. But I want you guys to really understand how a lot of this works in the background. So what I'll do is I'll actually show you how we used to watch like Fibonacci levels and charting through this. It really helped at that time. And then there was a huge disconnect in the bond market. So I stopped. But I'll start getting back to charting and help you understand or learn that process as well. So tomorrow we have more pieces of the puzzle coming in. We have initial jobless claims. That's what's coming in tomorrow, on Thursday, and then on Friday, that's when we're going to get the true employment numbers and how much people are making. So far, like Rick Santelli just said, I don't know if you missed it at the beginning of that, wage growth has went up pretty good. This last round of wage growth, people saw a 0.5 increase in their wages. Last time it was 0.7. That's way outpacing inflation. That's good news, but we still want to make a little bit more money, don't we? Or save a little bit more. So that's where maybe I come into play. So here's what we focus in on this channel. I focus in on these things and to help educate you guys on these things in mortgage programs. Why? There might be programs out there you don't even know about. So do you know how a DSCR program works or reverse mortgages truly? What FHA guidelines are? Love to be able to help you. Here's the cool thing. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I work at a federal bank. Okay, the cool thing about this bank, we're set up with 34 other lenders as well. So not only when you're applying with us, I'm going to look at your application as I'm underwriting that for our bank and 33 other banks. The cool thing about this is, too, you're probably watching and saying, okay, well, how do I go out there and find, you know, get quotes from different banks? Let us do it for you. Okay, so this is where we come into play. So with the 33 banks that we have, plus our bank, we can get you quotes basically from 34 banks. Because I have a system in place. I just plug in all your data. I hit it, and it'll scan all the banks that we work with, and it'll give me the best rate that any of them have and the specific program we need, and I'll be your loan officer through this entire process. Now, let's get over to what my expectations are short-term, mid-term, and long-term. Short-term is right now, based on the data we're seeing so far, unless something really throws a monkey wrench into things, I'm saying this bond market, I don't know if it's going to continue this robust of a pace, but you're going to start seeing a little bit of stagnation. So mortgage rates, I'm saying, are going to get to about 6, 7, 5-ish, and they're probably going to stay there for a little bit until the tariff mess gets kind of worked out. Once that gets worked out, if we have favorability with a lot of it, I think the country is going to be surprised of how much money we're going to receive from tariffs. Okay, yes, it's going to be inflationary, but maybe that money that we're getting can be used to pay down our national debt, like you and I do on our budgets, to getting a lot of our fiscal policies in line. That in itself is going to help interest rates long term. So short term, you know, checking if you qualify at a 7% interest rate, you should be good right now until you close. Then at that point, you know, reach out, see what we can do for you. But even during this process, if you want to get a quote from me and 33 other lenders that we have, because midterm, don't really know what's going to go on. It's going to be choppy. Long term, latter part of this year, I think rates are going to come down, but you never know what tomorrow's going to bring, folks. So be prepared for all this. And we've created some tools for you to do this. So if you're out there looking to buy, maybe build, we can't do a construction loan, but if you need the end loan for that, we'd love to help you. If you're looking to buy, please reach out to us and get pre-qualified. Again, when you reach out to us, what you're doing is reaching out to me. You'll be working with me, but it's 33 lenders that you're basically working with. So you don't need to get all those other quotes. Work with us. Let us take the heavy lifting from you, because if you're buying a house, you got a lot of work to do. You got to find that house and then start packing so we can let us do the hard lifting. If you're out there looking to refinance, you know, with rates changing as much as they are right now, you need to work with somebody who has all the options for you and all the availability tools that we have for you to work with as well. So not only the 33 lenders, we have a lot of experience, folks. I've been doing this for over 35 years. Love to help you. So go to therateupdate.com. Right over my head, you can put in your application. You can schedule a consultation with us right now. Well, that's getting fixed. But if you need to reach out to us, please email me. My email is pretty darn simple. It's dan@therateupdate.com, or you can give us a call at 844-775-5626. Please check out all the videos we have down through here for you. If you're looking to refinance, I can help you track that rate. If you're looking to buy, Buying Home 101 is a great video to watch, and we have a whole bunch of others. Check out my mainstream YouTube channel. There's over 3,000 videos to choose from. So thanks for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic evening. I will be back tomorrow. I'm not heading back to the East Coast, because where my mom is, there was a tornado, and she is taken care of by my sister right now, so she's in good hands. So I will be back tomorrow morning at the opening bell to let you know how all this mess starts another day, folks. Thanks for watching. Greatly appreciate it. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please, that's all I would ask you to do if you learned something today. Take care. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. CODA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist CODA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at CODA.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.